This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 92 degrees at the studios. This update from ABC News is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. This warning for the U.S. from the military spokesperson for the Houthi rebels in Yemen, who are backed by Iran. He says they will attack American ships in the Red Sea if the U.S. attacks Iran. The U.S. and the Houthis agreed to a ceasefire just last month. Hundreds of stranded Israelis evacuated to Cyprus, boarded a cruise ship today for home, an estimated 1,500, mostly young people from all over the world who were in Israel to connect with their Jewish heritage.
You see so many people looking any way to go back home. I think that this is part of who we are. We're not running away.
After more than 3 months in federal custody, Columbia University grad student and activist Mahmoud Khalil has been released from an immigration detention facility in Louisiana and is now in New Jersey, speaking today in Newark.
Even if they would kill me, I would still speak up for Palestine.
Millions in the U.S. under heat alerts or warnings. This is ABC News. A skin cancer warning for people of color. Specialists promote the ABCDEs of melanoma, a potentially deadly type of skin cancer. Five key characteristics.
With African Americans, people think that because they have melanin, they're totally protected from the sun, and they're not.
Dr. Janine Downey, a board-certified dermatologist.
Black people are underdiagnosed, brown and black people, because a lot of U.S. doctors are not trained on brown and black skin.
Cancerous moles can be in unusual places like under the nails or in the genital area. The five warning signs are available online. Some tourists in England today will never forget today's sunrise on the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. They cheered at Stonehenge. The orange ball sent a beam of light into the center of the stone circle. The solstice is one of the few occasions when visitors are allowed to walk among the stones at Stonehenge. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
Good afternoon. It is news time, courtesy of TC Auto Works, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. Today, we look at some overnight temperatures, which will drop down around 80 overnight. Still very muggy and uncomfortable. A stray cloud tomorrow with hot and humid conditions and up to 97 degrees expected. Right now in Richland Center, we're at 92, down one from the daytime high.
Get your vehicle road trip ready with TC Auto Works in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, save $20 on a brake special, $15 off AC service and charge, and $10 off cabin air filter service plus. Get a free road trip multi-point inspection. And don't forget, TC Auto Works is your trusted local used car dealership with quality cars and trucks for sale right now. Visit 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East or call 383-1700. TC Auto Works. Service, sales, satisfaction.
I'm Phil Nee with news. Because of the heat advisory this weekend, the Muscatine Village Hall will be open as a cooling center tonight until 8 and tomorrow from 9 until 8. Also, all lanes are closed on eastbound U.S. 12 near Wisconsin 33 west of Baraboo due to pavement damage, with the heat buckling the pavement in some lanes in Wisconsin. Be aware that that could change at any time as you commute today. But again, all lanes are closed eastbound on U.S. 12 near Wisconsin 33 because of pavement damage. An arrest has been made following a burglary. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports Jordan Leanne Womack, 29, of rural DeSoto, was arrested. Friday morning, just before 9, the sheriff's office received a call from a Town of Wheatland resident in rural DeSoto reporting missing property. The victim reported that a battery-operated or cordless power tool, battery, and accessories have been missing from a building since the previous night. Another power tool was reported missing for several days. At approximately 10:30, the deputy was in contact with two individuals. One of those was Jordan Leanne Womack, and she was arrested around 11:30. 1105 and booked for probation violation. While the investigation continued, by early to middle afternoon, some of the stolen property had been recovered. Evidence implicating Womack was also discovered by 2:30. All four of the items reported stolen were missing. A traffic stop Friday night just before 10 resulted in the arrest of three people. Iowa County Sheriff's deputies conducted the stop on U.S. Highway 18 near North Johns Street in the city of Dodgeville. As a result of the stop, Amaldo Garcia Ethiwa, 23 of Fitchburg, was arrested on charges of resisting or obstructing an officer, misdemeanor bail jumping, and on a warrant for failure to appear on charges of resisting or obstructing an officer. Maria Viviana Lizima, 17 of Cobb, was arrested on a charge of resisting or obstructing an officer. Samir Jose Maltea Reina Leon, 27 of Rockford, was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear on charges of criminal trespass to a dwelling and battery. All three individuals were transported to the Iowa County Jail, where they currently are being held. Taste of the Hills is still on tonight at Kruska Park, sponsored by the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce. It is being held this evening until 9. It includes a variety of food vendors with portion sides so you can sample a variety of flavors. While enjoying your food, you are invited to set up your lawn chair, relax, and enjoy the music. Music provided by Shelanie Grunwald, followed by the band Three Souls. Of course, they have tents on the grounds. There also is a tent with a sprinkler hose to cool off in, and plenty of free water and ice for people attending. There is no admission charge to the park. Food vendor tickets are priced at $2 each. Please, no carry-ins. The Hillsboro Lions will be holding their 44th annual Appreciation Dairy Breakfast tomorrow from 7 until 12:30 at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park. Breakfast items on the menu include pancakes, scrambled eggs, sausage, hash browns, donuts, mixed fruit, cheese, milk, coffee, and orange juice. Requested donation for the meal is $10 for adults and $3 for kids 10 and under. The money raised goes to various organizations in the Hillsboro area. Activities at the breakfast include the Little German Band performing from 7 until 9:30 and the Warner Creek Bluegrass Extravaganza from 9:30 until noon. There will also be a petting zoo, a silent auction, a flea and farmer's market, and crafts. Barb Potter is an organizer of the event.
We try to get as many people as we can coming with their items, and we get some fantastic crafts that you just don't see anywhere else. And they've come several years in a row, and they sell a lot of the things that they make, really different things, and they love it because they're making money, and people love it because they're getting some unusual crafts that they wouldn't find anywhere else. So the craft show is a big event at the Dairy Breakfast, alongside of the food, of course.
There will also be a farm equipment display. Local queens will be in attendance, and ice cream will be served at the 44th annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast tomorrow from 7 until 12:30 at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park. For more information, call 608-547-8042 or go online to the Hillsboro Lions Club Facebook page. A recent report from the Wisconsin Elections Commission found fewer barriers for elderly and disabled voters at polling places compared to a 2023 review. Under Wisconsin statute, the WEC is requiring to submit a report to the legislature regarding voting barriers faced by the elderly and voters with disabilities. The report is due no later than June 30th in odd-numbered years. For the 2024-25 election cycle, the WEC reviewed 477 randomly selected polling places across 299 municipalities in 42 counties. The average number of non-compliant findings per polling place was 5.2, down from 5.6 in 2023. The survey, conducted in compliance with the 2010 Americans with Disabilities Act standards for accessible design, includes reviewing ramps, doorway widths, and adherence to election laws, such as posting requirements required notices and providing accessible voting equipment. Each non-compliant finding is assigned a severity level based on the barrier, one for low, two for medium, three for high. The totals for each category were multiplied by the severity number and added together. The 2024-2025 median non-compliance score was 11, the same as in 2022 and 23.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Here are today's vital statistics. Janet C. Slade, 75, of Madison and formerly of Boscobel, died May 6th at home. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel Sunday from 1 until 3. Burial will be in the Wazika Cemetery. Janet C. Slade, 75, of Madison, formerly of Boscobel. Stanley Miller, 81, of Avoca, died Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held Monday at 10 at the Pleasant Valley Amish Mennonite Church, with burial to follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Pleasant Valley Amish School tonight until 8, and again Sunday from 2 until 4 and 6 until 8. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Stanley Miller, 81, of Avoca. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51, of Spring Green, died unexpectedly on Thursday, June 12th. Funeral services will be held Monday morning at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. A private burial will be held in the Eastside Cemetery in Dodgeville. Friends may call at the funeral home on Monday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51, of Spring Green. Georgine A. Worthington, 91, of Richland Center, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Tuesday morning at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Private family burial will be held in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Monday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of the Mass at 11. Georgine A. Worthington, 91, of Richland Center. Clarence Daniel Whipf, 73, of Richland Center, died Wednesday. Funeral services will be held at 11 Wednesday at Grace Life Church in Richland Center, with burial in the English Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center on Tuesday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at Grace Life Church Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of the service at 11. Clarence Daniel Whipf, 73, of Richland Center. Joseph Joe Swinnick, 68, of Ithaca, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Friday from 9 until the service time at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the family. Joseph Joe Swinnick, 68, of Ithaca. Richard Bartles, 79, of the Five Points area, died Thursday. Services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Richard Bartles, 79, of the Five Points area. Shirley Jean Carley, 84, of Richland Center, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held Monday, June 30th at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Monday, the 30th of June, from 9 until the service time at 11. Shirley Jean Carly, 84, of Richland Center. Carl Pompa, 71, of Richland Center, died Friday. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Carl Pompa, 71, of Richland Center.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001. This Sunday, June 22nd, don't let the road signs fool you. The road to Pine Valley is open and ready to welcome you to a delicious community tradition. The Pine Valley Foundation invites you to the annual chicken barbecue at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center, serving from 11 to 1 or until it's sold out. Dine in or drive through.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You are listening to WRTO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. A heat advisory will remain in effect for the entire area until 9 p.m. on Sunday evening. Heat index values are expected to reach near 105 degrees during the afternoon and holding around 80 degrees at night. So we are recommended to drink plenty of water and staying in the shade and air conditioning, especially in the peak afternoon hours. As we continue heading into tonight, we are going to have a few clouds in the skies, otherwise it's still going to be very muggy and uncomfortable. Lows will be dropping to the mid to upper 70s. Winds from the southwest gusting up to 25 miles per hour. For our Sunday, we're looking at a stray cloud with hot and humid conditions. Still on the breezy side, we're looking at highs in the mid to upper 90s. Winds from the southwest gusting up to 35 miles an hour. And heading into Sunday night, we're looking at clear skies and humid conditions sticking around. Lows in the mid to upper 70s. Winds coming from the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour and gust up to 30. Heading into Monday to kick off the next work week, we're looking at increasing clouds through the day, still on the hot and humid side. Showers and storms are expected in the afternoon and heavier rainfall at night. High is going to be in the low 90s, winds from the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Tuesday, we're looking at much cooler temperatures, but still on the muggy side. Widespread showers and storms through the day are expected. Highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Wednesday is going to be very similar. We're looking at more heavy rain showers and thunderstorms through the day. Could still feel a bit on the humid side. Possible minor flooding as well. Highs in the low 80s. And once again on Thursday, low 80s for highs. Another day of widespread showers and storms. Some pockets of heavier rain expected and still on the muggy side. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRTO. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently 92 degrees. Yesterday's high was 89. We did pick up 7/100ths of an inch of rain on Friday. Record high 100 in 1988. Record low 35 in 1992. Last year's high was 85 and the low 65. Sunset tonight will be at 8:45 during the longest day of the year. Sunrise tomorrow morning 5:21. We did reach a 110 heat index reading this afternoon. here at the studios. We have an east-northeast wind around 7 miles per hour. Barometer is at 2980 currently. No precipitation today. Again, with some hazy sunshine, we're at 92 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Get ready, Richland Center. RC Thunderfest is back and bigger than ever. Saturday, June 28th at Crosco Park. The grounds open at 11 with free admission and a full lineup of fun during the day. Face painting, food vendors, pedal pulls, mice races, bounce houses, a magician, and a clown show. Then the music takes center stage with six groups through the day, including Kelly Long, Annie and the Crush, and High Mileage rocking it out just before the fireworks show. That's right, huge fireworks at dark to close out an unforgettable day. Celebrate summer. Celebrate community. RC Thunderfest, June 28th in Richland Center. We'll see you there. WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO Sports Booster Club. Coming up, all-conference news, a look at baseball this weekend as well, and a nice win today for the Brewers.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli-fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
The SWAL All-Conference softball teams have been announced this week. Cuba City and Mineral Point both went 13-1. Fenimore and Iowa Grant both 9-5. Southwestern was 6-8. Riverdale 4-10. Darlington 2-12. And Boscobel 0-14. First team All-Conference softball players from Cuba City. Six players: Peyton Guile, Josie Cruiser, Ella Vosberg, Addie Schaff, Summer Rogers, and Brooklyn Dressler. Fenimore's Kehana Fearer and Jessa Brott, along with Kylie Cole. From Iowa Grant, first team members Lakin Holman, Casey Lindner, and Carly Shores. From Mineral Point, Maddie Cabot, Jaden Schultz, Austie Kinch, and Tinley Bachup, along with Allie Baller. And from Riverdale, Macy McKay, a junior, makes the first team all-conference. The honorable mention softball players from the SWAL: Cuba City's Ayla Nolan, Darlington's Lila Norgard, Fenimore's Kylie Mum and Campbell Fitzgerald, Iowa Grant's Pajessa Baker and Emery Raymanap, and from Mineral Point, Ava Ingwell, from Southwestern, Lauren Keller and Haley Brandt. The Player of the Year, Peyton Guile of Cuba City, and the Coach of the Year, Megan Rogerman of Cuba City. Mineral Point went the farthest of any of the teams in the tournament, losing in this year's WIAA State Softball Tournament. Today at the girls' soccer tournament, it was Muskego getting a 1-0 victory over Madison West to win the Division I state championship. Division IV won by Xavier 2-0 over Ozaukee Random Lake. Also in hometown in baseball from last night, it was Middleton over Mazamani 3-1. Cottage Grove beat Wisconsin Dells 12-0. Going on this evening, Cazenovia is in action at Sauk Prairie and Reedsburg at Mazamani. Tomorrow in hometown in baseball will be on the air from Dodgeville as the Knights play host to the visiting Muscadet Mudcats. Last weekend, Muscadet lost 2-0 in a great game against Arena. Here's manager Terry Zebarth.
Yeah, we did. I mean, it was, I know it's a loss, but it was really exciting to see the guys coming together, playing better. We did some hitting. Alex pitched a heck of a game. That was a very good game. A base hit at the ninth inning there would have tied it. So I think we're improving.
Hear the game tomorrow, 12:45 pregame time, Muscadet at Dodgeville, our featured home talent game. Jose Quintana pitched 6 innings of 3-hit ball, and the Brewers beat the Twins 9-0 today. Isaac Collins had 2 hits and 3 RBIs for Milwaukee in its 3rd consecutive win. Bryce Turang had 2 hits and scored 2 runs. The Brewers improved to 6-2 in their last 8 games and moved a season-high 7 games over 500 at 42-35. The Twins had 4 hits in their 8th loss. Loss in 9 games. They lost 17-6 in the series opener Friday night to the Brewers. The game was played under an excessive heat warning. Jacob Mizorowski of the Brewers lost his bid for a perfect game in the 7th inning against the Twins yesterday. After issuing a walk to Byron Buxton, Matt Wallner lofted a home run to the lower bed, just past the flower bed, that is, just past the right field wall, to end Mizorowski's run of hitless innings to start his big league career at 11. In his 2nd career start, the hard-throwing 6'7" right-hander struck out 6 with a fastball regularly reaching triple digits and a slider and a changeup in the mid-90s. After the homer, he was pulled for reliever Nick Mears and left to a standing ovation as well. Legendary Cubs slugger Sammy Sosa returned to Wrigley Field for the first time in more than 20 years before Chicago's game with the Mariners. Sosa is set to be inducted into the Cubs Team Hall of Fame this year. He arrived Friday at the iconic Northside Ballpark in a black SUV. He was greeted with a hug from owner Tom Ricketts as he exited the vehicle. Sosa was a headliner in the generation of baseball's biggest names, who were eventually linked to a performance-enhancing drug scandal. The University of Wisconsin and its NIL collective have sued the University of Miami, saying it knowingly induced one of the Badger football players to obtain a lucrative image and name and likeness contract to play for Florida this fall. The suit could have a wider impact on future NIL deals across college athletics. The case describes facts that line up with the situation involving cornerback Xavier Lucas, who last December announced plans to leave the Badgers. Miami did not have an immediate comment. Game 7 coming up on Sunday night. The Pacers and the Thunder are turning the page. What happened over the previous couple of hours had apparently been deemed irrelevant. The only thing on their minds, Game 7, a back-and-forth title matchup, will end on Sunday night with an ultimate game, the first winner-take-all contest in the NBA Finals since 2016. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Jane has 150,000 miles on her truck, and she's proud of that. Jane's secret, AutoZone, where friendly AutoZoners help her find the right parts. Jane's brother, Josh, only cares that his car starts and goes, but when it doesn't, he also goes to AutoZone, where friendly AutoZoners help with free services. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
From the Lost and Found found in Richland Center on 7th Street, what appears to be a golden retriever or a mixed lab with a black collar. And in the heat and humidity, that might be your dog. You may want to see if you can get back and claim that dog. 604-4228 if you are missing that dog. And again, 7th Street, golden retriever, a mixed lab with a black collar in Richland Center, 604-4228. That dog has been found. Also, it appears that West Baraboo area, all lanes are now open eastbound on US 12 near Wisconsin 33 after pavement buckling this afternoon. Again, it looks like that situation has been corrected by officials, and those lanes are now open. All systems go for Taste of the Hills. We've had some calls about that. Kroska Park event going on tonight, sponsored by Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce. They're underway with food and music and a cooling tent as well, so you may want to check that out tonight.
This is the big one. The Summer Savings event you've been waiting for is on now at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Save hundreds on your new appliances or televisions. Shop early for the best selection. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another Backtrackin' Show on WRCO. It's time for us to go back in time for some big hits of the 70s and 80s. Our Retro Saturday continues, and it's our pregame show for tonight's events here on FM 100.9. We go back to 1973, and I know I was watching that night. Neil Diamond appeared on the 20th anniversary show of American Bandstand, along with Little Richard, Cheech and Chong, Paul Revere and the Raiders, and Three Dog Night, celebrating American Bandstand's 20th. Here is Three Dog Night and a big hit from 73, Shambhala.
Wash away my troubles, wash away my pain.
Tracking music to my ears, Shambhala, WRCO Radio. Let's fast forward ahead just a little bit to the year of 1981. After topping record charts around the world, a medley of hits credited to Stars on 45 reached number one in America. Lots of folks thought they were the real versions, just chopped up, but it was actually studio musicians recreating the classic songs.
They said it wasn't you, but I saw you peek through. just a soft screen, but you can do something in between. Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Baby, you can drive my car. And baby, I love you. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
Number one music from 1981, primarily made up of Beatles songs. Let's fast forward to 2004. June 20th of that year marked the 3,000th time that Paul McCartney took to the stage as a professional musician. He had performed 2,535 concerts with the Quarrymen, the Beatles, 140 gigs with Wings, and 325 solo shows. And he's still going after all these years, doing world tours across the land. And right now, let's go back to this one from 1982, Summertime. Paul McCartney, take it away.
Take it away, wanna hear you play till the lights go down. Important impresario.
Paul McCartney on the Backtrack and Show. He turned 83 this past Wednesday. How can that be? We have some great music all night long on the Backtrack and Show. Part 2 is coming up, and another edition of Those Were the Days follows at 6 o'clock tonight.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. When I was director of maintenance at a Christian campground in Michigan, Nancy and I put in a very big garden. Among other crops, we planted several potato plants. When they were ready to harvest, Nancy told me to go and dig them up. Instead of using my potato fork and taking the risk that I might cut some of the potatoes, I went over to the maintenance shed and got out our backhoe to dig the potatoes. My wife said, "You're doing that guy thing again." But by using the backhoe, I was able to completely get under the plants without cutting any potatoes and sift out the dirt to harvest the potatoes whole. Since moving to Wisconsin, I've discovered that this is very similar to the way potatoes are harvested in large fields. The harvester scoops down underneath the plants and sifts out the potato from the dirt. I think the big farmers must have gotten their idea from me. Psalm 139:23 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." When we decide to follow Jesus, His Holy Spirit comes in to begin the process of cleansing us and moving us to a point where sin has no control over us. God takes His spiritual backhoe and digs down deep, sifting out the dirt and sin, leaving behind only His good fruit of righteousness. I certainly want the Holy Spirit to keep doing His work in me. How about you?
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
A&W. Try the Double Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger. Back for a limited time only. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melted American cheese, smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and crispy fried onions. It's a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. And then some.
Serving smiles and frosty mugs since way back when. A&W on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Featuring classic tastes and timeless tradition.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Start your Sunday right at the 44th Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast. Join the fun Sunday, June 22nd from 7 until 12:30 at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park on Highway 33. For just a $10 requested donation for adults and $3 for kids under 10, enjoy a hearty breakfast featuring scrambled eggs, pancakes, sausage, homemade desserts, cheese, donuts, milk, coffee, and orange juice. There's something for the whole family. Live entertainment with a little German band and Warner Creek Bluegrass, Extravaganza Petting Zoo, Farm Safety, Kids Activities, a Crafts and Flea Market, Farmers Market, plus local royalty and sweet treats from Hillsboro FFA and 4-H, and a Hillsboro equipment display. It's a celebration of agriculture, community, and good old-fashioned fun. Brought to you by the Hillsboro Lions Club. We'll see you there, rain or shine, Sunday, June 22nd, for the 44th Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast. Overnight low temperatures will be at around 78 this evening with a few clouds, so it's not going to cool off a great deal. Right now, after a high today of 93 at the studios, it is 92 degrees. The final portion of the Backtrack and Show is coming up next. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
WRCO.
Hello, everyone. Backtracking on WRCO Radio. Going back to the year of 1981, just after signing a multi-album contract with Warner Brothers, the pop duo Steely Dan announced they were breaking up. Although they did get back together a few times through the years. Here's Hey 19, number 10 music from 81.
Way back when, in 67,
Queens from Boston, so young and wheeling. Moved down to Wisconsin, where the hell am I?
Steely Dan on the Backtrackin' Show. Making news, in 1994, George Michael lost his lawsuit against Sony Records, a legal battle which cost the singer an estimated £4 million. Michael claimed that his 15-year contract with Sony was unfair because the company could refuse to release albums it thought would not be commercially successful. Michael vowed he would never record for Sony again, but later changed his mind and actually re-signed with them in November of 2003. Here is George Michael on the Backtrackin' Show from WRCO FM 100.9.
have faith. I gotta have faith, because I got to go for faith. I got to have faith, the faith, the faith. Baby, I know you're asking me to stay. Say please, please, please don't go away. You say I'm giving you the blues. Maybe, you mean every word you say. I can't help but think of yesterday. And another who tied me down to lovable rules.
Before this river becomes an ocean, before you throw my heart back on the floor. My foolish notion. Well, I need someone to hold me, but I wait for something more.
Yes, I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith, because I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith, because I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith.
George Michael and Faith. It is always fun to go back and look at pop culture headlines and what was happening during our weekends together with the Backtrackin' Show. We leave you with one from this weekend in 1983. We fast forward to 1990 when Billy Joel became the first rock artist to perform at Yankee Stadium. Here is Tell Her About It.
Away. You know I don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes I made. She's a real nice girl and she's always there for you. But a nice girl wouldn't tell you what you should do. Oh, listen, boy, I'm sure that you think you got it all under control. You don't want somebody telling you the way to stay in someone's soul. You're a big boy now and you'll never
go.
But that's just the kind of thing she ought to know. Tell her about it. Tell her everything you feel. Give her every reason to accept that you're for real. Tell her about it. Tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her. Let her know how much she means. Listen, boy, it's not automatically a certain guarantee. To ensure yourself, you've got to provide communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always insecure. And there's only one good way to reassure. Tell her about it, let her know how much you care. When she can't be with you, tell her you wish you were there. Tell her about it every day before you leave. Pay her some attention, give her something to believe. 'Cause now and then she'll get to worrying. Just because you have been spoken for so long. And though you may not have done anything, will that be a consolation when she's gone? Listen, boy, it's good information from a man who's made mistakes. Just a word or two that she gets from you could be the difference that it makes. She's a trusting soul, she's put her trust in you.
Yeah, she put her trust
in you. But a girl like that won't tell you what you should do.
accept that you're for real. Tell her about it. Tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her. Let her know how much she means.
There you have it, some of the big newsmakers and chart shakers from the backtracking era. Phil Nee inviting you to stay tuned for Those Were the Days. You're listening to WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Tonight, a low of 78. For tomorrow, a high of 97. The heat advisory in effect until 9 o'clock Sunday night for the entire area. Monday, 91 with increasing clouds. Looks like widespread showers coming in the afternoon Monday and rain chances all the way through Friday of next week. Right now in Richland Center, it has been windy. Winds around 8 miles per hour from the east. And after a high of 93, it is 92 degrees.
Barnaby Jones will return next Thursday night at 10, 9 Central and Mountain on most of these stations.
Get away from it all.